Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is Tuesday, June 25th at 5:17 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 11th. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is the resolution for the Rural Economic Development Loan. If you'll remember back a couple meetings ago, Alan came with Mr. Smith from Blue End Medical and had talked about doing this Rural Economic Development Loan. We were able to do it through the electric department because of it was out of, I think, a rural electrifying rural America fund or something. So I'm gonna sounds like Alan wants to take over because I'm gonna mess stuff up. So,
okay.
No, so Alan.
Again, this would be we came to the board a few meetings ago to talk about making a request to USDA Rural Development for a zero-interest loan. It's called the Rural Economic Development Loan Program, or RED-L, to support a building purchase for a company that would like to be established and expand here in Columbia City. And so the resolution we put together, it's a bit formulaic because it's based on USDA terminology and requirements, but it simply authorizes us, Blue End Medical, and our grant writer, Lori Shipman, to submit the application to USDA. They have to have a resolution authorizing the application, and then we would submit that through the Columbia City office, down to state, and over to national. So we make a couple steps, but our goal is to submit that this week or by the end of June, so we'd have a response by the end of July. And at this point, again, the commitment would be to authorize the application. We would have to work through a number of details, but the board, on behalf of the city and electric utility, would have a number of sort of fail-safe points, if you will, if, you know, if for whatever reason, you know, the project doesn't come together. But this is an important step in the process. Did I miss anything?
In your drop boxes, Rosie had sent some, for lack of better words, an FAQ sheet. Some of the questions that Rosie and I kind of talked about and came up with, and Lori had responded back. And basically, the tenets of this thing is that we go into USDA, we get this loan from them, and then we have another agreement with Mr. Smith and with Blue End Medical in the disbursement of those dollars. So this is that first step, us and the USDA, with that grant, or excuse me, with that loan program.
Now, within that, is this the stuff that we look at covering our costs as well?
Not yet.
That's the next one.
That's going to be the next step, yes, because right now our cost is nothing. I mean, our cost is the repayment of the money that they're going to be giving to us at 0% interest. So at the moment, there's really no risk to us. And then, so yeah, that next step, that next agreement would be between us and Blue End Medical, and at that point, that's where we would address any kind of clerical cost or things like that, and make sure that we're protected risk-wise.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
But the loan timeline identified, this is a 10-year loan, but it's not documented as a 10-year loan. So would that come in the next step?
Yes.
Okay, this is, okay, just clarifying, because I just want not to exceed 10 years or something to that effect, that there's a cap on the number of years.
For us, from us to him.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Actually, the 10-year limit is, that's in the USDA, the Red Leg program.
Okay.
So that's within
gone,
the program.
Okay.
And there would be, you know, mortgage documents and to Mayor's point, between USDA and electric utility, as well as between electric utility and Blue End. So
that was just a clarification. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great clarification.
Right.
Other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Then I will, I'm assuming, do we need to read the actual resolution itself as a read by title only kind of thing?
We can do title only as well.
Okay. I think we decided to bring it here if you're asking about here versus council.
From a resolution standpoint, that's why I was just clarifying.
I think the reason we decided to bring it here was because this is the utility board per se.
Okay.
And so it wouldn't necessarily be a council matter.
All right.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we read. Is there a resolution number?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I think this was more just, they call it a resolution.
Okay. Okay, well then, I'll ask that we, or I'll make a motion that we read this resolution by title only.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read this resolution by title only.
Columbus City Municipal Electric Utility Resolution authorizing application for rural economic development loan.
Okay. If there is no further discussion or questions about it, I will make a motion that we pass the aforementioned resolution. Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay.
Very good. Thank you. We'll keep working together on this.
Okay. Very good. Look forward to continuing our journey.
Okay. Excellent.
Alan, if you want to give me another one of those, I'll go ahead and give you a sign. Yeah,
perfect. Okay. Next up is the permit application for buried telephone facilities by CenturyLink.
That, if you recall, was submitted at a prior meeting, and the water and the street department had some issues with it.
Okay.
So I got a hold of Mr. Reese, and they met with Kelly and Mike and got everything approved, so this is a corrected. I didn't put the big map in it, but it is corrected, and they've looked at
it. I was going to say, it just looked very familiar when I was reading it through, so Okay. So you said you're fine with it now? You guys got your issues worked out?
Yeah, just because of the construction going on South Line Street where we wanted to make sure we coordinated our efforts with them, so they weren't digging right after we got something done, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we met with them down there and looked at the proposed line, and it looked like we could make it all work together. So.
What's their timeline? I mean, are they in sync with our timeline?
Yeah, they said they would work with us. Mike kind of gave him an idea when he'd be through there with the water main and then with our sidewalk, and should be okay. Sounded like we could work it out. To work a timeline with the
questions. Okay, so do we just need to approve the application then? Okay. Someone will make a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the recommendation from superintendents to allow CenturyLink to bury their fiber optic cable as requested based upon the permit.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor show by the usual sign.
There's just one.
Oh, yes.
There is a reference number.
Okay.
For the record, activity number E42392929.
Okay. Thank you. Next up are the slurry seal quotes. Those were put into your Dropbox as well. Kelly?
Yeah, in the past, I think 2 or 3 years we've been using this. It's just another method of pavement preservation that we've been using. And put these together, targeting two different subdivisions, Westgate and Wilkeswood Edition, for the application. And we sent to four companies and got two responses back. Pavement Solutions was lower than Synergy Solutions, and my recommendation to award it to Pavement Solutions for $49,681.75.
Questions of Kelly? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion?
a second to.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay. Yes.
Okay, then I make a motion that we approve paper solution incorporated in the amount of $49,681.75.
I will second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Okay, next up on the agenda is ordinance violation, the waiver of ticket for Valley River Joint Venture. And who? Hello? Okay. Looks like it was a citation that was issued in regards to tall grass on 1175 and 1187 East Marks Court. And sir, obviously you're here for that. Could you please give us your name and your address, and then go ahead and give your appeal.
My name is Charles Martz. I'm representing Homestead Acres Incorporated, owner of Valley River Joint Venture. Address 1310 CR 12 Corona, Indiana 46730. I received a letter from City of Columbia City on the 6th, and they said I had 10 days to do something about it, and I... Excuse me, let me shut this off. And I laid it down, and I was going to do it, but we all get busy, but that's no excuse. So anyway, I got a fine for $50, so I got up here to see what was going on. We're not building here right now very often anymore, so I don't get here very often to see what's going on. And those two lots do need mowed. I called my mower. I will get them mowed by Saturday at the latest. And I was just hoping to be excused from the citation.
Okay. You'll get an opportunity to look up the address, or at least know where we're talking about. It's two vacant lots. Is there a house in the middle of two vacant lots, I think?
There's a house on, yes.
Yeah.
House is in the middle of the cul-de-sac
yep.
corner.
Yep.
And it's a lot here and a lot here.
Yep, on both sides.
And they're tough mowing because it's hilly, and the only thing I can build there is a walkout basement, which the way the economy is, those aren't selling very good. So that's why we haven't been able to get those two done.
Do you have questions to ask Mr. Martz?
Part of it is... Trust me, I understand how we all get busy and stuff. I understand that. But it's at the same time, you know, it's we have the ordinance in place for a reason. And 10 days is I feel, a decent amount of time to try to get something worked out. I guess I'm more lenient if there was a physical problem or if there. I guess I'm just kind of thinking that it might be.
Again, I appreciate your honesty. You just time got away from you. But I also support the way the ordinance is written. That I would support the fine as written.
Okay. I mean, obviously there is a high grass ordinance for that reason, there's always that difficult perspective to be at where you have, obviously you have money wrapped up into these two properties, or your joint venture has money wrapped up into these two properties, and we're in tough economic times, of course, or hopefully we're starting to come out of that a little bit, but there is a reasonable expectation to keep those lots at least in decent shape, and it looks like you had From the time the actual letter went out, which is June 5th, you said you got it on June 6th, to the second time that our ordinance enforcement officer had found it, which was the 19th. I think that was reasonable time. I would also say I think the ticket should be upheld. So let's take a vote on that. Unless you, would you like to have any other?
No.
Okay. So then I'd make a motion that we uphold the ticket and the fine, subsequent fine with it.
Sorry.
Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thanks for coming in today.
Okay.
Next up is the load profile program. Water department is what's on there. So I guess, Mike, I'll let you have.
I was contacted by an art, I think WOMAT or something, from CNR Barrel, where the electric load profile system was set up.
Okay.
And he wants to hook the water meter up to the same thing to monitor his water usage.
Okay.
And I guess to make that happen, we have to add a $685 battery system to our water meter. So that's an added expense we're going to have above and beyond normal expenses. But my question is, if, do you guys want us to participate in that the same as electric? There is an additional $27 monthly fee charged for each meter and point, so plus the original setup fee. I think on the electric it said $100 setup fee or on that letter thing, but talking to Paul Jorvis today from the company that's doing that monitoring for them, he said it's either $125 or $35 setup fee. So I guess the question is, do you want the water to go ahead and participate the same as electric or what? I mean, we're looking at it. The meter it takes to do that is $1,125 and a few cents, plus the $685 for that battery. So, you know, roughly starting out about $1,800 expense. And then, you know, the monthly fee thing, which I'm not sure how that operates. I guess we pay it and bill CNR. So, you know, we'd have to probably do another agreement and everything, just like was done with the electric. But
so how's the backup battery keep charged?
It's not going to. When it's done, it's going to take another battery.
And what's the expected life?
Normally 10 years.
So I'm assuming it would stay charged as it's connected to the electric, so in the times that it's out. Is that basically what it is?
No, I mean, it's just going to, once that battery life is done, you have to buy a new battery.
I'm with you.
It's not a recharging battery. At least, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Normally, they're not.
I'm with you.
And the other thing is, the water meter has to be within 250 feet of where their box is hooked up. And I'm not sure, we're at one end of the building and electric's at the other end of the building, but I don't think it's over 250 feet. The building's, I don't think it's that long, but that's another thing that has to be checked out to make sure it's possible. But
now, remind me, Sean, you're going to have to, if, I know you weren't here during this time period, but remind me how that works with the electric department, where we, I'm trying to remember, they paid the initial setup fee.
$100 setup fee.
And then they also pay the monthly, they reimburse us for the monthly.
$25.70 a month. The meter we installed was, I believe, around $800. And we had nearly a month of programming and issues, manpower, getting it set up.
And we ate that cost.
We went ahead and took care of that for our customer. So yeah, they're in a similar position. Theirs is more expensive. I know than ours, and I know for me, I feel like ours can offer some value to the customer. I just don't see it with the water as much, but that's just my personal opinion.
So the meter, Mike, that you're referring to, it requires power to operate?
Yeah.
So like, and the customer would be responsible to provide that power connection.
Well, basically the battery is the power. Well, it will send a pulse through a wire.
Okay, so it's strictly a DC battery,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's nothing electrical connecting to the meter.
No.
So
eventually someday the battery's going to have to be replaced.
Okay, so it's running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 10 years, and then it'll be replaced. Okay.
And I haven't talked to Art since I found out about the monthly fee, too. I mean, because maybe he thinks since he's doing one, he's covered with everything into that. I don't know. I just found that out today, that there is a separate fee for each. The guy called it metering point. So.
Well, I mean, I think it's something that we still, I don't think you have all the information you need yet, if I hear what you're saying. Plus, what is the return on the investment, you know?
Yeah, very little return on investment.
And what is gained by it? You know, what is going to be, what's going to happen once I have all this information? What am I going to do with it? And what's going to occur after I get all this information? So I think there's still the program itself, I think, still needs some more depth to it.
I mean, as far as us benefit from that, doing that, it's not going to do us anything.
Right.
It doesn't matter what he benefits.
It's a customer service thing, is what it would be. That would be our.
That's one. Probably a customer service thing to show, you know, help them either. Same way with the electric, you know, to.
Peak time water
usage. Find out, you know, where are they? Are they having any waste within the business?
Does this just monitor the intake of the water? No, after that, it doesn't do anything. It's just it just gives them peak usage times and all that kind of stuff.
We don't have to, you know, like they have the demand. If they go over demand and change the rates, we don't have that in our structure. So, really, no matter what he does, he's still going to pay his bill at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad. That's an expensive customer service.
Has it been proven that the electric part's been?
I don't think it's been in place long enough to really see if there's been benefit or not.
Well, again, I think it's, as Mike pointed out, it's the utilities are at opposite ends. I mean, so there's a curved cost that, you know, somebody has to pay for, especially if you got to get within the distance you're talking about, and the time it takes to investigate it. All that aspect. So,
I mean, your personal opinion is this worth doing, or is this something that?
For me personally, I wouldn't do it.
If you were the owner of the company,
if I was the owner of the company, no. I mean, I'd just send my maintenance man back, and look at the meter, see how much I'm using, and tell you.
Right.
You know.
But as a superintendent of the water department, there's again return on your investment is very. I don't see it being in black.
No.
Here's what I think I would ask you to do, Mike, is I think I would return back to Art, and I think in the same way as we would with the electric, as we have with the electric department, the setup fee and the monthly fee would all be theirs. So that would be, now I would also say any extra batteries in the future would also be their responsibility. So after taking that information back to him, I think at that point, if he still wanted to move forward with the program, I think that's where we would need to start really looking at, you know, are we wanting to pay for the meter? Are we wanting to pay for the battery? Are we wanting to split the cost? Are we wanting to have the full cost on him? So I think that's going to be something that we'll need to handle, but I think Art needs to at least know right off the bat that setup fees and monthly fees, I hope my board's in approval of that, but setup fees and monthly fees, just like the electric department, are going to be his to bear. And that is a separate, the monthly is a separate fee from what they're already paying in electric. So take that information, I'd ask that you take that information back to him and see if he still wants to proceed forward. If he does, then certainly the Board of Works can talk about options. And I would guess I'd hate to speak for the board, but I'm going to guess it would be a split cost for in some way, shape, or form. It may be 50-50, it may be 80-20, I don't know. But that would be my suggestion. Board, are you in approval of that, or do you have any other suggestions, thoughts?
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bills. We're in record time here. I'm trying to beat Dan's record from when I was gone.
Right.
What?
I mean,
property. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, sure. I guess we can do that first if you'd like. Do you want to just introduce that issue and move forward on it?
We had done some whole research on a property that we thought might be a good piece of property to purchase for the city, being we're kind of a landlocked right now. And I approached the property owners and we got an appraisal on the property. And so the board, we wanted to see if the board would be interested in making an offer on purchasing it. And I just don't know what right now.
Yeah.
It's the property next to the alley, right next to the city hall. And because of the problem of us running out of parking space, there's no place to expand, and we're actually running out of property or place
storage
for the offices and stuff. So I put in your Dropbox the two proposals, and I guess
appraisals.
So what's needed is that Water Works needs to essentially pass a resolution to approve the offer to the property owner, purchase the property.
For us to, yeah, right?
Right.
Okay.
And that the law is that that offer cannot be greater than the average of two appraisals.
Yeah, I don't think
they want. I should back up just for public information, if you will, and that's that Rosie and I have been talking about this for a little while now, and this is really the first time this has been brought to the board. So that's why it's in front of you. It is, Rosie's absolutely right. I think, you know, when you start looking at the nooks and crannies of City Hall, we're, you know, we are starting to hit our boundaries very much so inside this building. I know for storage purposes, at least, that's been a big issue, but as our community continues to grow, significant growth over the last couple of decades, we continue to run into space issues. And so, with that being the case, do we need to give the exact property, the actual address? I know Rosie had mentioned it. I think it's 210. I think it's 210. Oh, you did give the address? I'm sorry.
It's the property next door, but it's actually
210 West Market, I believe.
210 West Market.
Yeah. 210 West Market Street. And so the average of the two appraisals would be what, 51.5? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
And the funds would come from?
I'm not real sure yet. We'll have to decide that if she accepts the offer.
So we have to count a few options?
Yes.
Okay. So you just need a motion that we make this offer?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't, this sort of came at last minute, so I don't have an actual written resolution for you. But I should actually say a resolution.
Resolve
it.
And my original letter to her was that we would try and have a proposal to her by the 30th
of the month.
Okay. This is the last meeting.
Up June.
June.
And the intent of the location is to be determined, or is it going to?
No, yes is the answer. The intent of that location and what we would do with that property is to be determined.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
I think we all have in our minds what we'd like to do with it, but yes.
But the intent is the opportunity that we have.
That is correct.
Is based upon opportunity more than the intent.
Absolutely. Very much on opportunity.
Make a motion that we offer $51.5 for this property as a amendment to the resolution that's going to be written by Martin.
And by the way, that will be as is.
Yes.
And it's an as is purchase. So I just want to make sure you knew that. That was the part you were.
And sorry, just to be clear, you may be asking the same question.
The closure and all that stuff.
Okay, no, but that's okay. Go ahead with your question.
I was scary. Mm-hmm.
Is there any closing costs or all that stuff, or just or is anything associated? Yeah. Anything associated above the dollar value that you mentioned?
So I'm sorry, the wrong file was put in my thing, so I'm having to look off my notes. So title insurance fees and fees, closing costs would be the city's obligation.
Okay. So that would be in addition to the 51.5.
Addition to.
Amend your motion.
Amend my motion. The 51.5 with the additional closing fees that are necessary to pay. Make the purchase.
Okay. Well, then, I will second it, but I also have another question then. I'm assuming it's everything that's intact in the building. So obviously, if there's individual that's living there or whatever, all of that stuff is we'll leave, but we'll still have whatever is attached.
Current fixtures would be a part.
Okay. There may be an opportunity to get some of that money back through auction or whatever. So.
And when we purchased the building that we, the home that the parking lot up here, at the time we left the renter stay there for a while.
Okay.
Or actually the parent building where the front of the city hall is now, and just rented it out for a little bit, got some of our money back.
Okay. So there may be some revenue capture back.
Until
the use of that property is decided. Okay.
The other thing that I would like as a part of your motion, have you already approved this?
No.
No, I motion a second.
Is that you will approve my putting a formal offer to the seller, putting out a formal offer to the seller.
Okay, so you're amending your motion.
Include the details, which the mayor brought up with pictures and so forth. Some of these things are already in a letter of intent, but the formal offer is also part of that, but that's something I would need to put forward.
Okay, so to reiterate Dan's motion, it's to offer $51,500 plus additional closing cost for the property at 210 West Market Street, and for Marcia to draft up that offer with a formal offer that includes all of the intangibles.
That's okay.
And that offer would have a limited number of days.
Yes. Yes.
You'll have a time limit to respond.
We already have it secure that we are moving forward on this, and then once she sees what that amount is, she may or may not accept it. But from that standpoint, that's
right.
So all that's been done is laying the groundwork. We did want to have an expense in getting any additional appraisals, unless we knew that the seller would at least acknowledge our, one.
So she has not seen these numbers.
No.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, going to bills. Everyone have a chance to look over the bills, and were there any questions, comments, or concerns about it? That may not load up. There we go. Getting a little bit of loading in. Tim, don't get your hopes up about that, by the way.
He's already got it.
I saw the light bulb pop up over his head. Can I see that? No, the bills. The bills. Because it's not loading up for me. Oh, you have the number.
I got it.
Oh, okay, go ahead then. If you guys, I've already looked over the bills, I just didn't know what the number was.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we pay the bill that's submitted for $854,179.21.
Yes, I'll second.
Okay. That's okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Do you mind I'll do department heads first off at the beginning of the next meeting. However, I know that Mark needs to leave, so I'll give Mark an opportunity. I think that's it.
He's got nice.
And no, the rest of you can't leave. So, Mark.
I need to help Mark.
I'm sure you do.
This past weekend, I don't know if you went past the park, but we had a baseball tournament on turf. Had 72 teams there from all over the state. So there was a lot of people in Columbia City from that. It was very busy. We also had a tennis tournament at DeVol, so a lot of usage down there. And we have another tournament this weekend with more teams, and we started our in-house baseball tournament tonight and softball next week. So there's a lot of tournaments going on. Fireworks is next Wednesday. We start serving food at 5, and there's a concert from 8:30 to 10. It's the Junkyard Band will be performing. We've never had them before, but they're kind of a classic rock, oldies type band. Should be, I think they'll do a really good job. The bathrooms in the pavilion are open. They're not completely all the way done, but they're definitely usable. They look really nice. Had a lot of good comments about those. And the bathrooms at the back of the pond are open as well. And I know that Jeff's been working with the trail washout area on getting that taken care of here really soon. So he'll probably talk about that. So.
Great. Questions of Mark?
Ribbon.
Okay.
Ribbon.
Marcia?
I have nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Walt? Yeah, I'll go to the public hearing. Okay.
3 days. Nice.
Offhand, I can't think of anything at the moment. Public. Anybody from public have comments? Okay. Hearing none. Press. Okay. Anything else for the Board of Works department heads? Okay. Hearing none, we will call the meeting adjourned and count.